3 minutes from Havana. A news encounter with the sunny side of the world.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel described the elections that took place in the country on Sunday as a party and a day of extreme joy. After casting his vote, he said that the country is heading for a new revolutionary victory. Díaz-Canel is one of eight candidates for the Cuban parliament from Santa Clara, the capital of Villa Clara province. He noted that in the next 5 years, the 10th legislature is going to focus fundamentally on how to overcome the economic and social situation that Cuba is going through. Prime Minister Manuel Marrero said on Thursday that the recovery of tourism in Cuba is essential, as will in turn contribute to the country's economic development. On his Twitter account, the head of government noted that with the joint effort of professionals in the sector and the capacity and professionalism that identifies them, we are convinced that we will get ahead. During the annual summary of the Ministry of Tourism held this week, Marrero called to recover Cuba's tourist circuits, provide better attention to the domestic market, and analyze the contribution of Cuban tourism representatives abroad. The Cuba Cooperation France Association, CubaCoop, recognized the presence of women and young people among the 470 deputies elected on the island for the 10th legislature of the National Assembly, which will be installed on April 19. In its weekly publication, Lettre Electronique Hebdo, CubaCoop highlighted that 55% of the seats will be occupied by women, 2 points more than in the previous legislature, which confirms the Antillean nation among the countries with the highest female participation in the parliamentary sphere. According to CubaCoop, the democratic process carried out last Sunday, 26, was a success considering citizen participation and the difficult economic context that the island is experiencing, marked by the daily impact of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed on it by the United States. The fourth international meeting of economists on globalization and development problems will take place at the Havana Convention Center from November 14 to 17, as reported by Oscar Luis Hung Pentón, president of the National Association of Cuban Economists, ANEC. Organized by ANEC and by the Association of Economists of Latin America and the Caribbean, the event has, as its origins, an idea of the Commander-in-Chief, Fidel Castro. It was carried out annually between 1999 and 2010, and then, in 2015, it took place in Panama with a full deployment of its academic committee. The main political leaders of the Alianza Martiana coalition, Elena Freire and Max Lesnik, described as successful the caravan that toured Miami on Sunday to demand the end of the blockade imposed by the United States on Cuba. "It's on the last Sundays of every month we had another successful caravan. We left with great enthusiasm and once again demanded the end of these terrible sanctions that weigh on the Cuban people and make them suffer," Freire noted in an interview on social networks. She repeated the common claim to remove Cuba from the list of countries that allegedly support terrorism and pointed out that Cuba only exports medicine and love.
Thank you for listening. This has been Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio with 3 Minutes from Havana.